Warangi Kōpū, or Pōtiki Born, is with us today. And he's the cultural ambassador for the Warriors, and it's been a remarkable year. Wonderful. And I know that all roads will lead to TV screens across the nation tomorrow night at 10 o'clock when they line up against Brisbane. It's a tough gig for our guys, but look, they came close last time they were there. And they're a chance to knock over Brisbane, who have been flying high through the season, but the Warriors have crept up on the guns in the NRL. Wairangi Kōpū here to just preview tomorrow night's game and to catch up too. Thanks for joining us, Wai. Tēnā koe, man.
Yeah, tēnā koe, brother.
Tēnā koe. Yeah, yeah, sounding good. Looking better, even though we can't see you, can't see your picture. But, gee, you can do it with a shave, mate. That's a big beard you're carrying right now there, brother. hey, Wai. You're the cultural ambassador. There seems to be a really neat culture within the squad. And let's face it, it's a real melting pot of peoples, isn't it? A lot of Australian guys and, you know, plenty of Pacifica fellas, Māori as well. What did Andrew Webster ask you to do? And can you take some responsibility for the good form the Warriors are showing at the back end of the year?
I mean, I can take as much responsibility and, as I want to, Dale, but you know, not necessarily the case. I think I'm a small part of the cogs that have been rolling those boys through this year. And look, as a, I mean,
what does your role entail? What does a cultural ambassador for the Warriors do?
Well, I mean, in terms of where our team is, and I'm talking about, say, Ngāti Whātua and Te Pā Rarotonga, what our sort of team represents. I mean, we have a teko teko as a logo. You know, we're based in Aotearoa. You know, while the team is not necessarily seen as Māori, they do hold strong roots within you know, the indigenous Aotearoa, you know, Māori Pacific Island culture. So I think it's twofold because, like, you know, you and I both know, and most people know, that the culture within in the club, and I'm not talking about necessarily the indigenous culture, but the attitudes that the club has and the culture that the club breeds goes a long way to helping a team achieve a goal every year. And so for me, it was a chance, I suppose, and for the club, a chance to leverage what the roots that the club already has within Aotearoa, and give the boys a deeper understanding of what those roots are and why they do it and why it's so important to Aotearoa, the honunga with mana whenua, and just going about things the right way, you know, I suppose, to keep our club in balance. And then also it gives the boys a good buy-in as to, you know, why they're playing, why we celebrate, what we celebrate. I'm talking about you know, Waitangi, I'm talking about Matariki, you know, why we pōhiri, why we karakia, those sort of things. And it just gives those boys a deeper understanding as to why we do those things. They're not just, you know, things, or alienating those ones, like, you know, that have come from overseas a little bit. They can sort of all have a connection with that team and with Aotearoa, and concentrate on the footy in the meantime.
Tēnā koe. It was an amazing evening at Te Pā Rarotonga last week. Pulsating would be one way to describe it. The crowd went wild, if I can use that term, and you haven't...
Plagiarism.
Yeah, and you haven't, you know, sort of got the IP on the term. But tomorrow night, they're at Suncorp, of course, and while we assume they're going to be, you know, Bronco heavy, a lot of our whānau, New Zealanders, heaps of Māori live in Brisbane. So there's a chance the Warriors chant might go up as it did at the Gold Coast not so very long ago. It's a testing environment being in the cauldron that is home to the Broncos, but still very much doable. You played 159 games for the Warriors. Must be really neat to find them in this position, one game away from the grand final.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, like, we've been waiting for us a long time. And, you know, to be fair, when I first retired, and I was like, oh, you know, man, I wish I was one of those ones who could win a grand final for the club. And the inaugural grand final for the club, and you know, every time the boys got close, and it made me feel a little bit jealous. But now I'm in the, you know, I'm a massive fan of this club, obviously a diehard Warrior, and you know, I also support the Melbourne Storm where I can. But you know, I want this side to be able to go on and put their names in the history book, and I suppose, you know, deliver that title that all of us Warriors fans and the country has been searching for. You know, what is it, 25 years now or something? So, yeah, look, they've been flying, they've been under the radar all year, you know, this team, and just gone about their business and hacked away at clubs and built up their points. And even after the loss to Penrith, I thought to myself, you know, that wasn't a bad, I suppose that wasn't a bad game for them to have leading into the next sort of two games. They would have learnt a lot out of it, come home, buoyed on by the home side, and now they've got an opportunity to go to Brisbane. And like you say, there'll be plenty of Brisbane, I mean, sort of Warriors fans over in Brisbane. You know, those Queensland Kiwis and Warriors fans have been waiting for their chance to cheer on the team for a very long time, and I'm sure they'll turn out in droves. I suppose the only thing for us is those Broncos fans, they would have known to snap up tickets as quick as possible to try and outbalance the fans that potentially could go along and support the Warriors this weekend. So I dare say that environment will be electric.
Tēnā koe, I know everyone's talking about Sean, and rightfully so. He's had a wonderful year. I'd like to talk about Tohu. Yeah. Tohu Harris has been a standout leader within this squad, but, you know, his own personal traits, his personal accountability, the way he plays, hearty, week in and week out, must be inspirational. What would you say of his contribution as a skipper to this squad?
Yeah, we've always had that utmost sort of respect for those real journeymen, eh, and over the past in our Warriors teams. You know, you look back at ones like, obviously, Simon Mannering, like your Michael Lux, your Kevin Campion, you know, those back rowers, middle men who just plug away, never give up, you know, that. Like Kevin Campion used to be, that he would have said, putting 20 stitches in his face and he wouldn't stop. And I feel like that's Tohu. You know, he's been around for a while now, but I just feel like you say, he is being inspired. He's inspiring this club all year with not only what he says, but what he does. And, you know, to have a captain like that, and I remember, you know, in the past having captains like that where, you know, you would follow them into war, you know, like no matter what, you know, like I think he has become that person for the club, and rightfully so. He's holds a lot of mana, that Ngāti Kahuri boy, and look, you know, he's done great things for this club, and I think watching him play again, he went up another level, and it was probably one of the best games I've seen him play all year. He's played some real good ones, so you know, I hope his body but I hope his body and that energy will last for the next two years and lead these boys to a victory.
Yeah, look, it comes from the top too. When Andrew Webster was announced as the coach, there were a few eyebrows raised, saying, well, you know, what's this guy? He's a newbie, and how's he going to be able to turn the fortunes around? But I was sort of heartened by the fact that he had already been exposed to cultural issues when he was here as an assistant with the Warriors. And then when you look at the success of Penrith too, they've been able to bring through crews of guys who've played strong beside each other. It's a very pacific team, the Penrith Panthers also. So Ivan Cleary perhaps took some skills he acquired on this side of the Tasman and seemed to work well culturally, the feeling is, out west of Sydney. And would you say that that's perhaps something that Andrew Webster picked up last time, because the culture that he has been able to inspire within the team has obviously borne fruit through 2023. What would you say of his attitude towards not just the on-field or the physical, but also the mental and the cultural?
Yeah, I mean, look, initially when they first signed him, because I mean I sort of had I've known of him when he was here earlier, and He gave me Daniel Anderson vibes very quickly, like the initiatives that he had, the attitudes that he had toward not just, I suppose, like the culture of the club, but how that balanced out with the rugby league side of things. And I think, you know, with Ivan being here in the past, being very successful as well, Ivan being here as a player, also understanding those aspects within the side, you know, it's easy to see why Penrith have been so successful over the last couple of years, because group of players who understand their players can deliver and talk to I suppose them who they are and really develops their rugby league in such, you know, it's easy to see why those qualities are transferring over to the Warriors this year. And, you know, look, I've sat in pre-game speeches and post-game speeches when, you know, the boys have lost, and listening to him deliver those corridor, you know, it's, for me as an ex-athlete, I'm going, I would have responded really well to his style of coaching. And yeah, I think it's just worked really well. It is a complete buy-in from the boys. So, you know, it's not just his style of coaching and the way that he's gone about things this year, but it's also how the boys are bought into it, and how, you know, they want to be their best for him. So, you know, it's a great thing to see.
Tēnā koe. Have you booked your tickets to Sydney next week?
I actually haven't. I flirted with the idea of going over this weekend, and hopefully they get through and then things happen. But I'm actually away for some bizarre reason. I didn't know that the grand final was on next weekend, and I've actually booked a separate trip. So I'll be watching them from afar, and I hope that the boys can do the job. And I'm sure I'll be regretting it if the boys get up. But hey, look, I'll be stoked for them no matter what.
Tēnā koe. And so will I. I mean, we're proud of what they've achieved already. They'll go in as underdogs. They can shut down Walsh, Reynolds, and, of course, big Payne Haas. Then, you know, we'll be in with a chance. But I know they'll be putting up a good fight. Congratulations on your input too. I think that, you know, it's all come together. And, mate, if they get up tomorrow, you know, the whole crowd will go wild, I'm sure. Good on you, Wairangi. Thanks very much for spending some time with us. Yummy.